What makes Ganymede so mysterious? I'm Caitlin Ahrens, the Pluto Manager with the U of A Center for Space and Planetary Science, and this is Scratching the Surface. Ganymede is Jupiter's largest moon, and it's actually the largest and most massive of all the moons in the solar system. It is also the largest body without a huge atmosphere. So it does have a little thin oxygen atmosphere and possibly even its own ozone layer. Ganymede possesses a metallic iron core, and even though it has a very slow rotation, it is the only moon known to have a magnetic field. So magnetic fields are a good sign of having a very salty ocean, along with a very active, even though slow, metallic core. In fact, Ganymede may contain an internal ocean that contains more water than all of Earth's oceans combined. The surface of this moon is composed of equal amounts of silicate rock and water ice, and it actually has two main types of terrain. The dark terrain covers about a third of the moon and is just completely covered with impact craters, meaning that it's very old, estimated to be about 4 billion years old. The lighter regions cross-cut the darker regions by grooves and ridges and valleys, but the cause of this terrain and how the surface geologically rippled is still unknown, but likely due to some form of tectonics. Several spacecraft have explored Ganymede, beginning with Pioneer 10, then the Voyager probes, and the Galileo probe. Next up is the European Space Agency's Jupiter Icy Moon Explorer, or JUICE, due to launch in 2022. For more on the Center for Space and Planetary Science, or for more segments of Scratching the Surface, spacecenter.uark.edu.
Scratching the Surface is a production of 91.3 KUAF in Fayetteville.